Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, Accent On, Ilona Europa, every Monday from 6 till 7. Again, LA Talk Radio, one of the hottest internet radio stations in America, although we are also being heard all around the world. And I'm excited for almost 2 years being part of this great, great radio station. Today, oh, I am so warm. I don't know how it is in Texas because... Hello, Olga.
Hi, Lona. And Texas is doing great. It's cooling down now. It's 90, not 100. So we are in great shape.
I know you. I just ask you a question because I feel like you are next to me, which is supposed to be like that. But no, no, no. You are calling to us from Texas again. Yes? Am I right?
Yep. Dallas, Texas.
I love the Skype. Skype sounds so hot and cool. And I hope next time you are coming here and you'll be sitting in our gorgeous studio with our great microphones and will feel so important and first and foremost.
Can't wait.
I'm watching, I'm looking at your picture because Skype shows your picture. You are really beautiful.
Oh, girl. Thank you. You too.
Olga Wharton, is this how I spell your name?
Yep, that's right.
Can you pronunciate your name for people?
Olga Wharton.
And why? Because of this, I have an accent. You have also tiny little cute accent, but I found out many, many times that my pronunciation of people's name is just not right, mostly. Sounds good to me, but to my ear, but people need to know really who they are listening to. Again, Olga, I have also a wonderful friend with me in the studio, Yelena Pinchuk. Hi, Yelena.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. Hi, Elena. I have again. I just didn't push the right button, and I think you were silent. Again, Yelena Pinchuk.
Hi, everyone.
And what people will find out that both of these ladies have something in common outside of the great topic of discussion for today, Accent On. They both were born in Russia. I don't know if I can say this way. And, okay, Yelena, stop smiling and laughing. She is so funny. And, of course, Olga, when you will be here with us, you will meet her and her husband. They are friends, great friends of mine right now. 6 months or 7 months ago, I met them and because of the company that Yelena is representing. And, like I said, they are selling a lot of wonderful products for people and a healthy product. I always like to learn more about stuff like that. But this time, from months ago, Yelena was in my home and I have two dogs. And one of them is like very, very, very old and probably time to say goodbye to Max. But I just cannot. I just cannot. And he has some health issues. And then I start talking to Yelena. She knows my two dogs very well. And then we start understanding each other. And she said, my company has a lot of great products that are dedicated to animals. Then my ears were like, what? I need to learn more about that. And that's what we'll be talking today also about. But coming back to you. Okay, Olga, we want to know you a little bit more. I'm hoping people who went on Accent On, they saw your gorgeous red dress. And then when they click, they saw your beautiful self. But they need to learn a little bit more about you. Like, I think a year and a half ago, you were my guest. And we were talking about your company. Mm-hmm. Very interesting company. But what more is interesting to me right now is the story behind How did you get to this point that you are one of the hottest, the strongest pet sitting company, I think, in America?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for such a wonderful introduction, Ilona. A lot of things has happened since last time we've talked. So let me fill you in. I now have 85 employees that work around Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And what we do is we do pet sitting, dog walking, cat sitting. We take care of birds. We take care of reptiles. Any animals that people have in their homes, when they travel, they hire our company to come to their home and feed and clean the cages and take doggies for walks and make sure that the pets' routines stay uninterrupted while the owners are gone. So that's the whole goal behind our company. And I think this is one of the reasons we have grown and we have been successful in growing in the area. One of my goals is eventually to expand to other markets, and LA hopefully is going to be next and very soon up and coming. So that's my long-term goals. As far as short-term goals, you know, we are just trying to get better and better at what we do every day.
You know, having 85 people under you and working probably very closely, do you know all of them?
Not really. I know that they have passed the background check. I know that they have clear criminal record. I know that they're honest, hardworking people who expressed desire to work with animals. So on that note, when they're hired, I watch them closely, of course, in the beginning, but I also give them the freedom to do a good job. A lot of our relationships are built on trust. Trust is the foundation of the entire business model of my company. Clients trust us to take care of their pets. We, the pet sitters, trust the clients that we're not going to be accused in crazy things. My employees trust me that I will respect and support them. I trust my employees that they will do a good job and not let my clients down. And I'm telling you, this model is so different from everything else I've seen in the corporate world in America. And it really works, in my opinion, in my experience, when you trust your employees, when you give them an opportunity to work without micromanaging them, just letting them do their thing. They always step up to the plate and they always do it because we are working with animals. We're working with living and breathing creatures. We cannot make a mistake. We cannot miss a visit. We cannot mess something up because a life may depend on this. So with that responsibility on their shoulders, they are going to take care of those pets as if they were their own. I've had pet sitters walk through snow and ice. When the cars were snowed in, nobody was driving anywhere. My pet sitters were walking to their clients' homes because nobody else could take care of the pets.
Wow.
So I have a very good, dedicated group of people. Once I find good people, my goal number one is to retain them. And I have a very good close relationships with them. Although I don't know them personally, I don't know how many kids they have. I don't know how, are they married or single or what. I don't see them. A lot of them I have not met in person. But when I talk to them about assignments, when I talk to them in emergency situations, they all step up. And I just could not be more proud of my group of people.
Wow. Olga, I can listen to you forever. I don't even care what you are talking about, because you know what? You sound so educated and so smart. Aww. Your accent is really so cool.
And, thank you.
And being businesswoman, you know I would love to be mini you, in a one way, because I'm going back to what you said. The question of trust and building your business in the way how you feel fits your own needs for what the business is supposed to look like, how you want this business to look, takes time, takes a brain, takes dedication, a long-term probably dedication. Then if you will let me a little bit introduce you more to my listeners, because this great things that you are saying, what you expect from people, why you think your model is working so well, came from somewhere. And I will say they came from your parents and upbringing. Am I right, Olga?
Of course.
Olga, we have, like I say, we have so much in common. I am from Poland. Mm-hmm. And we have, of course, Jelena. She will tell us she's coming. You were born, Jelena, where?
Ukraine.
You are from Ukraine. Your husband, Sergei, is from?
Ukraine also.
Also. And you moved to America how many years ago?
17, can't believe.
17 years 17. Ago. And the first town that you moved in to?
It was Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky.
And, you know, you were very well educated in Ukraine, and you needed to start your education in America one more time, yes?
Yes. Unfortunately, we were told that our education is nothing. Can I trust people? I was believe it true. And I went to community college to get my degree over there.
And what did you finish? What type?
I finished as a programmer and, you know, I'm working corporate now.
Yes, and you are working also in the bank, yes?
Yes, this is what I work, but I also do in my own business.
You are the businesswoman, and that's why we all came together somehow, somewhere. You know, a year and a half ago, I was talking to Olga, and she was the charmiest, beautiful lady also on the phone, and I knew that one day we'll be talking more about animals. Then, you know, again, my two dogs, one is Porsche, and she's a 3 years old multi shih tzu, and then Schnauzer, who is almost 14 years old, already probably, like I say, said goodbye to me, but I somehow cannot do this yet, and I need to help him. I need your help. I needed the help of Jelena with certain project products, healthy product. And also, Olga, I know you are not in LA, but really, really, you need to explain us the importance of course, hiring right pet sitter. And how to deal with, you know, when we need to leave the pet and how we need to say goodbye to pet for even 1 or 2 or 3 days. Like a year ago, my mother was very, very sick and eventually she died. But I needed to fly back and forth between America and Poland. And I had two dogs and I had nobody that I could really seriously ask to take care of my dogs for 3 weeks. I could give to the places that are pretty expensive here, like hotels, you know, for dogs and just really, really high quality, I'm sure, places. But my dogs, they never, ever leave my own house. They are just next to me all their lives. And I don't know, maybe I was wrong by just not, you know, giving them to the hot dog hotel. I brought completely stranger to my house. I gave them key for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Him, there was a gentleman. Thank you so much. Because one of my friend said the same what you told me. The trust is the most important things in this business. And my friend trusted her friend. And she told me, Ilona, I know you don't know this gentleman. He take care of my dogs when I need for longer. And I know you have no time to meet him. Just give me your key and he will move in into your place. I had not even his phone number. My daughter was communicating with him via Skype. Via Facebook, you know, every day. How is dog? How are dogs? What's going on? And that's what I did. Olga, am I crazy? This must be easier way. I know that what you are doing is very, very important to most of Americans because most of us have an animals that we love so, so much. Then I think you have this corner of the market that probably soon will make you very, very successful if you are not already very successful. But the spreading your goods and way how you want your company to be perceived to another state is very, very important. Then can you give me some advice, like first step? If I have two dogs, and I need to leave, what am I supposed to do first?
Well, the first thing, I would certainly recommend asking friends and family if they know anybody. References and word of mouth is the most trusting source, in my opinion. If you don't have anybody with a good recommendation, then, you know, Google is your next step. Then I would recommend finding, you know, top 3, top 5 companies that sound good and meet with them. Most of the pet sitting companies will arrange a meeting, introductory meeting, at no charge. So you just meet with the people and go with your gut feeling. See who you like best. See who connects with your pet best. Some pets prefer men. Some pets prefer women. Some pets prefer older people or younger people. It really depends on the energy of the person that you're meeting and what is your pet like. Your pet is your baby. You know your pet better than anybody else. Do not listen to anybody. Just go with your gut feeling. And that goes to whatever decision you make for your pet. You're the pet parent. You can. They cannot make decisions for themselves. Yeah. You are the one responsible for making decisions for them. And nobody knows your pet better than you do. Go with your instincts. Go with what feels right.
We know when you look at your business, more people enjoy or hire people for walks, or they really invite people to stay over. That's what I did. Like I said, the gentleman moved in for 3 weeks, and I was so cute because I got him food and everything, and he was so funny. He didn't touch anything what I bought for him, and certain things even were stale because for whatever reason he felt like he's not supposed to touch my food. I'm like, that was all for you. Who will be leaving full refrigerator for 3 weeks? You know, I wanted you to have a good time. He said, no, we didn't talk about this. I wouldn't do it. And I felt so bad. Do you think that people really often invite, in a cool way, strangers who, you know, to their house, because they later they become probably part of family, because if they take care of well of my doggies, I love them forever. Or do you think more people just prefer to pay for 3-4 walks a day?
Well, it depends what you're looking for. If you're hiring a gentleman like this to stay at your house, he cannot do more than one job at a time. Yeah, so once he grows his business, once his reputation spreads in the area, he will be booked. Because if there is one day that's overlapping your trip and somebody else's trip, he can't be there. Huh. So you have to look for a new person and go through the same process again, trusting, figuring out who it is. And, you know, the chances are that this guy, if he was really good, he'll be very, very popular. He'll grow. A lot of people are going to want him. And then he'll get all these new people who've used him once. They're all going to travel on Christmas. They're all going to travel for spring break. And he will be booked up. And the people will be stranded back to square one. Where do I find a pet sitter? If you use a pet sitting company similar to mine and have people do 2 or 3 or 4 visits a day, that person can accommodate more than one client. Because, you know, if you are, if your pet needs to go out at 8, and our visits are usually about 30 minutes in length, he can have somebody, he can take care of somebody else at 7 and then 7:30. Yeah, or then 8 and then 8:30. Somebody prefers, for example, 6 o'clock visits. So he can accommodate 5 or 6 clients. So when everybody travels at the same time, he is going to be still available. So you will have the consistency of the same person coming to your home, knowing your pet year after year, and you will be comfortable, your pet will be comfortable. You're not going to even think about it. You're just going to call your pet sitting company. They're going to send the same person. That's the company you're looking for. The company that will keep the consistency, because pets thrive in consistency. Once you start going through turnover, different faces, different habits, different people, it becomes stressful on the pets. And consequently, it becomes stressful on you, the pet owner.
Yeah, that's like our life, you know. It's my life the same way. I want constant.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want the changes.
Exactly. So there are pluses and minuses. Of course, it's better for the pet if somebody lives with them 24/7 for that period of time. It's better. But is that feasible? Yeah. In my experience, it's not going to be a long-term solution for somebody who travels on a regular basis.
And it's expensive, obviously. And, you know, it's tough. You can do it because of life issues. I needed to leave, like, right away. Mama was in hospital. I had no choice. Olga, you know, I start a little describing people that both of my guests, you and Yelena, and I am from, we all are from Eastern Europe. I just want them to know a little bit your life story and your tiny little, your parents' life story. If you would like to share a little bit from us, because I mentioned you are very well educated and you are working in corporate world. Now you are a businesswoman and you are taking care of two beautiful children. And you're gorgeous and you're a painter. You got a lot of things going on. And my motto in life and on Accent On is just to invite people who are successful in America, who find a way how to not only survive, how to thrive, or how to go through the ups and downs of what America can offer, but somehow, somewhere, always open another door and just find a chair that is comfortable and just maybe even create, you know, better life for themselves. And I think you represent a model for what my perfect guest accent on is. Not only you have beautiful accent, you have a parents who came and they. You need to give us a tiny little life story. I don't want to give away, and you will give us fast forward the way how you wish. And then, of course, I will love to come back to Yelena and just see if we can match some questions and answers when it comes to dog pet sitting issues and health issues, and your also opinion about, you know, maybe some health issues when it comes to dogs' lives. You probably have clients who complain and they have pills and they have medicine that all of your people need to perfectly give in a certain time of the day. That's a trouble for pet sitting company. And also, I would love to pitch your company because you will be eventually in LA. But I know that we have people listening all around America. And even if I can bring you a few happy clients and word can spread about your company, that's what I'm here for also. Okay, then please, Olga, a little bit your past. And let's start from the moment when you were born and how this happened that you are here in Texas. And we are talking about your company, own company.
Yes, it has been quite a journey, and sometimes I look back and it feels surreal. I was born and raised in Russia. When I was exchange student in America, when I was 17, I won a scholarship to go to a college in America. And I had to go back to Russia after my graduation, where I worked for a British consul. And I was a translator and administrative assistant in that company. So I've learned a lot about business, how business world works, because I was there translating every single business transaction. He didn't speak any Russian. I spoke fluent English and fluent Russian, obviously. So that gave me a good idea about how business is done in real world. Then I went back to America, to Indiana, where a little tiny university recognized me and gave me a full tuition scholarship, which I accepted and was thrilled to get education in America. I got 2 degrees. I got Bachelor of Science in English and Bachelor of Arts in English, Bachelor of Science in Business Management. And my goal and my dream was to find a corporate job and just climb that ladder until I'm a CEO of a company. So I started working for a Fortune 500 company as a manager trainee. I loved my job. I loved the opportunities that were presented to me. I was promoted a few times. However, what did not sit right with me was that I was working 60-hour weeks, and my husband at that time and I were talking about having children, and I knew there was no way I could do both. I would either have to be a stay-at-home mom or have a full-time nanny who would live in my house and raise the children for me while I'm working. And it just was just too many extremes, and I've realized I had to figure out some golden medium and do both. Have a job, have an interest, have a passion in life, and also see my baby. At that time, I started thinking, what if I just work for myself? What are my interests? What are my passions? And animals have always been my passion. And I started looking at companies that work with animals, you know. And pet sitting was something that came up. I kicked it around. I did some research. I did some number crunching. And I put together a business plan for myself about where I was and where I wanted to be in 5 years. And I just took that journey. I started small. I was still working for corporate America, and I just started pet sitting on the side. And this is probably one of the advice I would give to any entrepreneur that's trying to start their own business. Start small. Do not get in debt. Do not quit your full-time job. Figure out what it takes to be in your field. Small baby steps. And if you're good at what you do, you will be successful. At the end of the day, you just have to be a little bit better than the guy next to you. That's wow. all it takes in business.
Patience.
So, yeah, patience and determination and hard work.
Determination. You are so, so right. And I was mentioning also that having a great daughter like you, and I have a great daughter. Yelena has 4 children. She will tell us a little bit about her life. And they are all highly educated here too and doing their career lives right now. But, yeah, your parents are with you?
My parents have moved to America about 8 years ago when my first daughter was born. That was a very interesting move. That was a tough move on a lot of ways. It was culturally very difficult. It was the language, the lifestyle, just getting used to driving. I mean, my goodness, they would be driving and like for 3 weeks in America, and they come to me and they say, oh my gosh, it's so stressful to drive. So I tell them, well, slow down. Go as slow as you need to go. Just slow down and pay attention. They would be, well, it says speed minimum is 45 miles.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's not speed minimum. It's speed limit. Oh. They're like, oh, my gosh, we thought it was speed minimum. So wow. we were driving really fast, being all scared, you know, sweating
oh.
bullets.
Oh.
I'm thinking like, oh, my gosh, this is so painful. So, you know, and then they bring something, you know, they bring this bottle of Palmolive.
Uh-huh.
And they tell me, this is oil of palm trees, and we're going to try to cook on it.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you talking about? This is soap. They're like, no, it says palm olive. And I'm like, oh, my God. So they were
beautiful.
They were interesting moments. They were very comical moments.
Beautiful life stories. That's beautiful. And I know that you have probably a lot of friends around you who have maybe a little similar situation. And again, Axenon is about people who are coming from other countries and the problem or minuses and pluses of having parents in America or just having them far away. It's just, I don't even know what is better, because we know that older people, when they're moving to this country, they must go through 50 times more shock than we, a little bit younger, and they still want to be next to us. Like my parents never really moved into USA, but they were visiting me a lot, and honestly I didn't believe they ever enjoyed it, or even when they enjoyed it, they wanted to kill enjoyment, to not be attached to maybe what they thought they cannot have it. Now when my mother and dad is gone, you know, obviously the guilt is 50 million times bigger than life, because I feel like I am a failure, because you have your parents next to you. And if I may pass a little bit button to Yelena and just introduce a little bit Yelena to people too. Yelena has 2 sets of parents living in her own home and 4 children. 2 sets of parents from her side and her husband's side, and she made this amazing, the toughest decision I think that anybody can make, to live with her in-laws, 2 sets of in-laws in one house. And I think she's an angel. I see always halo on the top of her head. And she, like I said, she's a businesswoman. She's a mother of 4, and, you know, 3 boys and 1 girl. She is working, like you said, a full-time job. And she is taking right now little bigger steps than small, because I think a year and a half ago, Yelena, you started your business. Could you like tell us a little bit fast? 17 years ago, you moved from Ukraine here. And how many years into being in America you brought your sets of both parents to USA to live with you?
Actually, my parents came 1 year earlier than us, because they came with my older brother. And they pretty much brought us in. And my husband's parents came right before we have our 4th kid show up. It's like 10 years ago, It's mean, and they, like, I was listening to Olga, and I was, like, laughing, because we have the same stuff.
Yeah.
Besides that, they don't drive. It means they completely rely on us on everything, but we have a bunch of like fun stuff going on as well.
They don't speak English. They cook amazingly. Every parent has their own pluses and minuses. We know it, but I know it's just crazy. And then you work two jobs. Yes, Yelena?
It's not two jobs, because one is a job, another is a passion. You know?
Oh my gosh, look at her. Now she slapped me.
It's a big difference, Ivona.
It's a big difference. You are right. Then can you explain us a little bit about a company that you are representing?
And, you know, I always I never liked medicine. I'm sorry for the doctors and whoever likes medicine. I don't like it. Period, because what I learned for my life that it's actually a cure, not the cause, but the symptom. And unfortunately, with all the chemicals, because from Russia, I'm a chemical engineer. And I always was interested in holistic way from like elementary school, I would say. And I can tell right now that from official medicine, I would probably accept only surgeon when it's life-threatening emergency. And, you know, maybe like...
Aspirin?
Not aspirin, no.
Nothing for headache?
Nothing for headache. And okay. I personally, like, you know, only take some pills. It rarely happens to me now, but if I need to work and concentrate and pain is coming up, and it's only because I don't have time to sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
This is the only cause.
What is the company that you are working for?
It's I'm not working for. I'm doing business with them. It's Forever Living Products. It's American company based in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and they produce, I wouldn't scare to say, the best aloe vera in the world, and it's proven by over 10 million distributor who uses in like over 160 countries right now for 36 years.
And this company, really, most of products are devoted to help people with many different, pretty serious sometimes, you know, sicknesses. And it's not only beauty, it's just you use them internally, lots of stuff, and you have great vitamins, and you have it's so beautiful, because you know, you have a great son that I love dearly, and he's a musician and sings very cute way, and yeah, he loves certain things that mother serves him at morning, and he calls us always that my energy shots, you know, my fab I need every morning. We are rapping about that soon. We'll be having all over, you know, YouTube his video. But he really, I don't know, Chad probably will never lie to me, especially that I see him once a week for 1 hour one-on-one, and we talk about so many things. He said, Ilona, I really, really feel better. Certain things I really like about this product. He's so eloquent, even when he is barely 10. Then can you tell me, if we will look into website of the company that I'm saying you're working for, but you say, no, you're working with, which one you think they are the coolest?
I would say aloe vera gel. This is a base, and it's a coolest, because pretty much like majority of our products has this aloe vera in it, including cosmetics, like, you know, personal care stuff. But I would say this is aloe vera that given us from, I would say, universe. It's a big gift to humanity. It's my opinion.
Okay. No, it's not only your opinion, because a lot of doctors great people who are researching that. And Olga, do you know stuff about aloe vera?
I don't know a whole lot about holistic medicine, but I know it's great from burns, from sunburns. That's all I know about it.
Yeah, that's what I knew from pollen about it. I knew that every time, suntan or sunburn, that's all what we were putting on. But Olga very fast told me that whatever is in the stores is not what really this company promotes, because they have... Why do you say that from Arizona, the gel and aloe is the best?
It's not from Arizona. It's a company based in Arizona, but because they owe 85%, I would say, world fields of aloe vera.
Are they in America or outside of America?
It's actually in Texas. Then it's Dominican.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because the climate, you know, aloe requires some specific, like, you know, dry and high temperature climate to have all the nutrients, like, you know, packed in it. And I think they have also fields in Mexico, but they own fields and they control. This is a beauty. This is what I like about it, because they control everything from the field to the bottle. This is why they can, you know, kind of make sure the quality will be the highest.
And you say also that not so much water is
there is
inserted.
No water at all. Yeah, there is no pure water. It's a pure.
And, you know, and yeah, I'm not saying, but when Yelena introduced me to lip gloss from Aloe Vera, now my daughter and myself is using. Then she introduced me to toothpaste, which drives me crazy because my daughter is using, I'm using that. Then she brought, oh, you can try this one, you know, this gel. You know, I had some heartburn, and now in my refrigerator, I have the gel, you know, that I'm drinking. I'm like, gosh, she's sucking me slowly into believing that I know I'm supposed to live and breathe aloe. But it's something about this product that is just so elegantly not only produced and packaged and described why so good. And knowing Yelena, and like I say, she's very well educated in chemistry and her mother is also, yes, she was working with medicine field. And then, you know, some things that I trust to, I try to trust. The word trust came up today a few times already from Olga's side. And but then, like I said, my doggy, my 14 years old going 15 max, the Schnauzer, the German stubborn old, you know, dog that drives me crazy, and it's between me or him. I don't know who first will die, but he drives me crazy right now. He's so like old man, always has this noise, and he's unhappy with everything, and I want his life to make a little better. And then Ilona said, Ilona, you know, the corner of the market, a big fad right now is really animals and healthy products for animals. And Aloe has many of them. I'm like, huh? What else? Huh? Now I am putting 2 spoons into my Max, you know, drink every morning, a little bit, you know, Aloe. I want to believe that will help me. That, help me for sure. Not go crazy with him. That will help him. And what do you think, Olga, when you have people coming and asking for your people to pet sit, and they have also medical, yes, dogs medical issues, then your people are serving on time a lot of probably medical products that cost so much money. I don't even want to say how much money I'm spending every 2-3 months, not calling visits, only not is just, you know, hundreds of dollars. Right now, older my dog is, I'm just petrified. I don't even know what to do, where to go. And am I right or wrong? Am I, you think, wrong looking at Olga and saying maybe
No, you are absolutely right. The problem with veterinary medicine is that just like with human medicine, the doctors are looking to cure the symptoms, not the core issue. Oh, there is a cough. Let's cure cough. But what? Why is the person coughing? What's going on? What is causing the cough? Nobody is looking into that. The same thing comes about skin issues. Oh, there's an eczema on the skin. Let's treat the skin. But why the eczema is happening from the first place? Nobody really bothers to look into that. Sounds like holistic medicine is focusing with both people and pets on treating the cause of the issue. But again, it's not going to be this magic potion that you just drink and become well. You have to constantly do it as a preventative measure to stay healthy.
Yes,
we are. There is pollution. There is global warming. There are chemicals and nitrates in our food. I mean, we are going through so much trauma. Our bodies are going through so much stress on a day in and day out. But, you know, our bodies are also have the tendency to heal themselves. That's why we're not like falling like flies from all this chemical exposure. But if we just do a little bit of assistance to our bodies, give them more nutrition, give more minerals, give more vitamins, your overall health will improve. You will not see the results tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not going to be you take aspirin, the headache is gone. It's not going to be overnight thing. It's just going to be something that's going to overall make you a healthier person. And yes, it's going to cost you money to buy the stuff on a daily basis. But first of all, you're spending on something that's natural. That's
yes.
going to only
it's much less than whatever doctors ask me to pay right now. It's crazy. I'm telling people, and people know it. It's crazy. Of course, I don't have insurance for dogs. And then everything is in hundreds of dollars. And you're like, huh? You know, you pay or not? What can we do? Of course, pay. Yeah. But you know, yes, I love that. And I'm just seeing Yelena, you know, saying yes, yes, yes with her head. She's nodding yes, whatever you are saying. Then I really want to talk to her a little bit about that. Because like you said, this is not a today and I want to see cure. It's something that when you talk holistic medicine, when you talk about us, about animals, seems like certain product really can make miracles by cleaning the blood and making even... Okay, no, I'm not talking you talk, Yelena, because if not, I will be representing your company like right now for dogs. Okay, please tell me, why do you think that the fad, maybe this is a fad, maybe this is a moment, or maybe this necessity right now to really looking into how to help our animals to not only get all the time antibiotics, like five times a year my poor dog was popping, wow. You know, antibiotics. I didn't see any difference, and oh my gosh, I was petrified. Then now I'm on Aloha, you know, no, nothing's bleeding right now, you know, then we'll see what's happened. Then I pray to God that maybe that's a little answer, something's there healing in the stomach, then maybe it's an answer. And we'll see. This dog will live till 100, like I said. He will just kill me first. But I am on a mission of Aloha mission to save my dog's life. And he will be the oldest dog schnauzer in the world. Okay, tell me, Yelena, why do you think that your company really feels like they have a right even to promote something for animals?
First of all, I want to do like big applause to Olga, because Olga is, you know what, very rarely I can meet person who understands that it's not happens overnight. And this is like, it's why I always like, you know, appreciate people who understand this, because you know how many times I was asked, and how long should I drink it? And I was, how long you drink water, how long you breathe air, how long you want to live healthy, happy life? This is the answer. It's not like medicine. People so kind of like zombie on it, like chemicals, that they don't understand that one bottle of aloe, it's not like aspirin, like you mentioned, yeah. Ilona. It's pretty much juice. It's like, yeah, it's maybe not sweet as orange, but it's give you so much benefit, much more than orange does.
And why do you think if dog is, I'm putting two spoons right now to the drink, they love it. They don't.
No, for doggies, you don't need to do like, you know, too much because they're kind of small, but it does the same thing because they have same kind of system like we do. They have blood, they have immune system, they have stomach, and it does exactly same cleaning and feeding for dogs, and especially like for older dogs, if you want to prolong like and enjoy them around longer, we do have same thing, you know, when I told you we have like aloe gel with MSM in it, same thing for dogs. It will help with their joints. You will see them like move freely. And
yeah, seeing
it's
my
like,
dog is slowing down, not being able to jump on the couch easily, and I'm just lowering,
and
lowering.
And being under pain.
Being under pain. Yeah, it's really sad, very sad. And then, yeah, I am a believer, and I know that some of my friends already, I'm just trying to tell them, it's tough to say, oh, buy it, purchase, look and try. I know, because everybody sees company who is selling something. But come on, we are purchasing everything in a market, in Ralph's and Vons and all of this. And we just don't even question. We just pick up another medicine and pile in our stomach, and we just don't question. And now we have something so pure coming from the earth, and it's perfectly made, perfectly clean for thousands of years, proven that helps people, like even with sunburn, like Olga mentioned, and with now you Yelena want to take this corner of the market and make this your own too, outside of course the human side of Aloha, but you would love to take care of people who just want to take care of their own animals, and that's what you will be doing. Just website is right now, yes, in promotion.
No, website unfortunately under construction. I told you we're moving to like Google support. It's why you can email me, whoever interested. I can send brochure, I can send free samples, I can be stay in touch. It might be like in next month we will have all of those. Because honestly, you know, I got this idea, I read a couple books of veterinarian who is actually using this company products for over 20 years. And I was shocked because you can even put into like fish tank. I was like, what? Unbelievable. It's pretty much like, you know, I know there is no kind of everything that can take care about everything, but this owl kind of impressed me every day, and still kind of, I love it, you know how I can talk about it nonstop.
Yeah, I know.
But only because I have so many benefits to my family, to my kids, to my parents, you know my parents.
Yes.
And you saw that I'm so thankful that they're still around, and I understand that it's only because for 4 years I religiously treat them with aloe and our vitamins. First, they was a little bit stubborn because, you know, like many people, they were, what the hell it is. Now they kind of, hey, listen, where is our aloe? It's like this bottle finishing. Yeah. They understand. They see. Yeah, they saw finally what it does, and they appreciate it as well.
And we know that everything is on the market to be. We can choose.
Yeah,
we can choose. You know, that things that maybe somebody say no. This one, that one. I will say you are not right now pushing anything. You are here to talk about these things. And the healthy benefits of using certain product from your company. And again, I know we are not sending people to really a company. We will be sending people soon to your website. And right now, I printed a link to your email for samples, you know, yes, on the Accent On site. And like you said, in 1 month, the special dedicated part of your business will be dedicated to animals.
That's I have a lot of testimonials. You know, sometimes I am amazed when people share their story about what, how much. I told you about one friend who saved $4,500 on her dog surgery, just simply spent $10 for like products. I was like, wow, this is big, especially for family who can't, you know, afford, and this was her case. Then, you know, this is what makes me feel so good, you know. It's kind of like pleasure to hear.
Can we give people email? Email, maybe somebody will try to just find some answer for their doggies or cats or birds or whatever, you know. And then right now we can contact you by email.
Yes, sure.
And you will send, you said, I will send them samples?
No, the website is there, but it's kind of standard template. It means that I need to add my, like, special, like, testimonials and a bunch of information I need to work on. But you can send email at info@alloglobalbuzz.com. And I will be more than happy.
info@aloeglobalbuzz.com. And all of these things is, of course, printed on Accent on Facebook and will be on a later radio description. Or coming back to Olga. Olga, please, I would love to give people name of your company, and I would love to talk also a little bit about software that you are developing, yes? Because this is something that you will expand further, I think, this idea.
Yes, my pet sitting business is DFW for Dallas-Fort Worth, dfwpetsitting.com. I have developed software to manage my pet sitting business as I grew it. It is called PetSitConnect.com. I license this software to other pet sitting companies. This software will allow anybody who wants to run a pet sitting company. It will streamline your billing, your scheduling. You will be able to see your receivables at a glance. You'll be able to see your schedule at a glance. It has new client queue to manage new clients. It has ways to manage existing clients, your hiring needs. So you can start small, and then as you grow, there are features in this software that will allow you to be as small as you want to be or as big as you want to be. I currently have 7,000 clients, and I use that exact software to manage my client base.
Wow.
And my 85 employees, and of course I'm hiring more, so I could not be what I am today without this software.
You know, we can have homework with me and Yelena. We can just look for some petting companies, or you can just send it to me. I would love to bring them here to studio and have you again on the radio, because I think the pet sitting issues and how to leave a dog with, how to find the right person, how much to pay them, you know, even I don't know, we can, you know, talk about some product like Aloha for pets or another issues that some other companies maybe will have to promote. Because when people have a contact, like I have a sick dog right now, you know, bringing somebody say, hey, she needs antibiotic this day, that's important to me. It's so important because I feel like I do the best job and nobody else can do it. But these people are like our, I don't know, nannies for our children. Yep. They are really very, very important. And yep. I really like this idea. I will say, I hope my dog will stay with me much, much longer to torture me, but I hope he will be healthier torturing me. And I hope this is because of Aloha, Vera. Like I said, my doctor said it probably is time to let him go. And I supposed to say when, and that was like 6 months ago. And I think my dog is doing a little better. I don't want to say it scares me, but yes, I'm still, you know, keeping him around. And he's even more annoying, which means he's powerful and strong and he's blind. And then he's bullying me, doesn't want to go left, right. But boy, he's strong. Why he's so strong? Maybe because of this Aloha. Scares me. But could be, you know, no more medicine. I'm not giving him any more antibiotic. Doctor said, you know, I don't think so. He's really smart to do that. Let's see what's happened. You know, the peeing is less. You know, he doesn't run anymore at night, like 5-6 times at night, you know, every hour and a half. Gosh, you know, again and again. No, he doesn't. And it's hot. I don't know. I want to be a believer, like probably most of us with everything. But like we said, the most important, I have two hot ladies here. They both came from another countries. I am from another country too. We three of us have great accents. I think we are very highly educated and businesswomen in their own senses. And maybe if you think, Olga, that you have some great company in LA that you would like to talk to, I would love to invite them to studio. And you both can just, you know, talk like business to business. That would be hot to see, to, you know, smart companies talking and maybe with some creating some marriage or babies, who knows, you know, in
sure,
a process.
Pet sitting is definitely an industry that kind of stays under the radar. Nobody ever looks at me and say like, oh, pet sitting, cool, I know exactly what you do. People usually are like, what do you do for a living? Oh, pet sitting. Does that pay the mortgage? You know, most people are just like shrug their shoulders like, oh, 85 employees? What?
Wow.
7,000 clients?
And we need you. We need you. Everybody has one, two dogs, cats, birds, you know, everybody. And we need you so, so much. I know how much we need, you know. That's what I'm saying. I really believe that your company eventually will be here. And I was talking to a few people of mine. And first, you really are good looking. And, you know, that helps in a business too. Not because people know you. You don't know people. But I think you'd be great on TV also then. I don't know where my head is going with this, but I got some planning to do, and we'll see what life will bring. For now, it's just introduction because I love the corner of the market that you have. I know I need you badly in LA, and everybody will need you all around the world too if you have the a way to get us, you know, closer, to just go on a computer and pick whoever I need and have my schedule there, you know, your company with your great software, they will know the rotation of people who can take care of my dog. Seems like we are 2015 right now. This is supposed to be easier, and you have the corner that works right now in Texas. Then congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, it's like I've mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, we do base our business on trust. It's extremely important. But do not forget one thing. You have to have a foolproof, error-proof business model. You cannot just trust that nothing will fall through the cracks. You cannot just trust that no human error will take place. Human errors happen in any industry, in any business. You have to have a software that will foolproof every single step from the beginning when you sign up the client to the very end when this client has left town, and you need to make sure that every single one of your employees is pet sitting and everything is going smoothly. Everybody has seen their schedule. Everybody has checked off their schedules completed. You have to monitor that constantly 24/7, because if somebody is not pet sitting for whatever reason, cell phone broke down, car broke down, they may be in a hospital in the emergency room.
Yep.
You as a pet owner, the manager, the owner of the pet sitting business, you need to see those in activity and those moments of an activity. So that's what the software does. Once you have that reliable system in place, then you can focus on trusting people and making the relationships and creating this world to be a better place around you. But you still have to have this solid foundation to make sure that the visits are not missed. Or otherwise, one time a visit is missed, one time medication is not administered, the pet may be dead, and it will be on you. And this is going to be a very heavy burden to
show,
carry.
Yeah, CBS is coming with the news right now. And again, very fast, if you want to, somebody wants to contact you for software or for any advice about how to start the business, how we can get to you?
info@dfwpetsitting.com.
Thank you so much. And Yelena, your information is on my Facebook, but if people want to email to you and ask for some free samples for the magical stuff that you really will be promoting, and thank you that you are doing this, is info at
alloglobalbuzzz.com.
I love you people. I love you girls. Thank you so much. And I know I'll be talking to you soon. Olga, and just send me some info. If you want somebody to talk to from LA side, I'll make sure they will come here. And
absolutely.
Talk to us.
I have my sources.
I love you. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.